I'm Tracy Bingaman. I'm a full-time working mom of five who got sick, burned out, quit my job, and now I teach women how to mom smarter, not harder. The pressures of modern motherhood are intense. You're a busy working mom juggling all the balls and living in fear of dropping the exact wrong one. Here you'll find the tools you've been searching for to confidently prioritize your life and optimize your ability to rock all the hats that you choose to wear. I'll show you how to break through your limiting beliefs so you'll have more time and more money than you know what to do with. Because even in the busiest seasons of life, you can grow to master your money, own your time, and be the mom with all the margin. This is Fulfilled as a Mom. If you're an entrepreneur, I have a question for you. Do you want to be making more money in your business? What does it cost you when your marketing and sales processes aren't smooth and consistent? If you're a business owner who wants more clients, you're definitely going to want to check out the Uncensored Society podcast. It is a business podcast that helps you to create systems and how to problem solve using concrete, practical strategies that you can apply to your business right away. They don't hold anything back. They have no secrets. This podcast teaches you everything you need to know about business. Visit uncensoredsocietypodcast.com to listen and start generating cash flow so that you can live the life you deserve today. Today, we're going to talk about what do you do when what you do isn't filling your cup anymore. We're unpacking job dissatisfaction today. So what are you going to do when you feel like what you're doing isn't fulfilling you? It doesn't feel fun. And what do you do about that feeling? Whether this feeling came on all of a sudden or you've been feeling stuck and unhappy at work for a while, either way, it feels pretty shitty. We spend so much time at work and we give so much of ourselves to others that it's really not a great feeling when work feels empty and maybe isn't in line with our values anymore. First of all, I want to normalize this feeling. Life is not like it used to be, you know, your parents' generation, where you got a job, worked at the same company for 30 years, reached the age where you could collect your pension and retire to sit on a front porch in a rocking chair. Okay, well, that might not be exactly accurate. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that mindset where you get in on the ground floor, you climb the ladder, and you're at the same place with similar roles and increasing pay for multiple decades, and maybe you don't feel great about what you're doing, and then you retire. Times are a-changing, and you want to do something that fulfills you. You want to love what you do and enjoy work and leave work feeling like you're making a difference in the world. You aren't willing to just suck it up and keep doing something that is sucking your soul, your energy, and the life out of, well, your life. People are changing jobs, careers, roles, and places of employment so much these days because they aren't willing to be complacent anymore. So you're tuning in and you're not feeling super jazzed about what you do, where you do it, or the role that you currently play in that organization, and I've been there. I've had jobs that felt like a dream when I first started and turned into a nightmare. I've worked through leadership shifts and staffing changes, increasing demands and schedules that, quite frankly, demanded more and more and more until it just wasn't worth it to me. Those jobs that I've left, each one of them has served me. I've learned incredible and varied skills that I get to take with me wherever I go. Okay. Without further ado, here are the three steps to identify why you're dissatisfied and unfulfilled at work, what you can do about it, and charting a path to the future, which is full of job satisfaction and fulfillment for you. Step one is to start with why. A major piece of this journey to feeling satisfied at work is identifying the source of your Sunday scaries or that dread you feel in your gut when you're headed into work. If you can spend some time asking yourself what has changed or even what hasn't changed that you maybe wish had changed to cause you to feel that feeling that's bugging you, that is half the battle. Figuring out the why is key to identifying what you can do to start to change things. During this process, I want you to ask yourself what you've done at work that's made you feel satisfied and happy. When is the last time that on your commute home you felt really great? What are the things that you're doing in your role that you don't love? What things that used to bring you joy are you no longer doing? Aside from your roles and responsibilities, investigate the structure, your colleagues, your leadership, and see if the vibe and culture has changed, and ask yourself if that is contributing to your unrest. Only you can truly answer these questions about your role, and this is the part that takes the longest and requires that you take off the blinders, get quiet, listen, and observe, and start being really honest with yourself. Life is busy and distracting, so when might you be able to set aside some time for introspection, for journaling and debriefing? Think about leveraging your commute to create this time for consideration. On your way to work, turn off the radio and don't press play on your playlist or even your favorite podcast. Tune in to how you're feeling. What are you excited about for the day to come? And what are you dreading? Try this on different days and see if you can identify specific days, situations, actions, meetings, or requirements that you aren't loving. I had this job once where I wore many hats. I would round in the hospital. I would see patients in the office. Sometimes I'd run back to the hospital. I would spend 2 days a week in the operating room. And at one point, I landed myself in my primary care provider's office complaining of some chest pressure and this panicky feeling. My awesome PCP did the full workup, which for me at the time included an exercise stress test. You know, the ones where you walk on the treadmill hooked up to the EKG and they monitor your heart for any changes while you're exercising at increasing rates. Thank goodness the stress test was negative. And after we put our heads together, we realized that that chest pressure and pain that I was having only happened on days when I knew I'd be in the operating room with a particular surgeon. We concluded that I didn't need any further cardiac testing or treatment, but what I did need was to work with someone who didn't stress me out and give me so much anxiety. Look for patterns. You can do the same thing on your commute home. It's a great way to wind down and decompress from the day, but what is really helpful, if you can be incredibly intentional and attentive and review the day and how you felt throughout it. Identify the things and situations or specifics that are lingering in your mind from the day before. Keep a note on your phone or on OnPad paper and jot these feelings, triggers, and situations down. Remember, the ultimate goal is to identify the factor or factors that are causing you to feel unfulfilled, stuck, unsettled, or dissatisfied at work. Are you looking for a way to entertain your little one that does not involve the use of screens? If you're a mom of kids between the ages of 3 and 9, then you will definitely want to check out Goop Tales. It's a podcast with over 1 million downloads, 100 episodes, and it's hands down the best kid storytelling podcast that you've probably never heard of. The Goops are these adorable little creatures with naughty character traits that gets them into trouble, and it sends them straight out of the Goop world and into adventures all around the world. Your kids will learn about other countries and cultures while also sparking important conversations about character traits. I just finished listening to episode 109 with my kids during dinner cleanup, and in it, this character Negotiati goes to this cool market, and they loved it. Visit gooptales.com to listen or look them up anywhere you get your podcasts. Step 2, so identify what you can do about it. Okay, so once you figure out the why of that feeling that you're having, the next hurdle is to identify what, if anything, you can do about it. I say if anything on purpose here, because sometimes there isn't a way to salvage the situation and build a new culture or create the environment or carve out a new position for you within your current organization, and that's okay. I have shared in past episodes about my experience with leaving a job that was no longer serving me, how I came to that conclusion, and how we were able to financially prepare for a transition like that. Endings are necessary for beginnings, and not all jobs will last forever and ever. Amen. It's okay if it's not working out and you want to carve out a space try something new, or even change departments or organizations. That's A-OK. And if that's the conclusion that you come to, I'm here for it, and I'm here to support you on that journey. All right, so let's start to get those creative juices flowing about what you can do to change things at work. How can you infuse energy and fulfillment into your day? Do you need to offload things from your current workload? Can you take on new or different roles and responsibilities that are maybe more exciting and fulfilling for you? Are you feeling unfulfilled because you've outgrown your role and you want to be doing more? Look around for opportunities to do just that. If there isn't a specific role posted, can you create one? A fun fact about me, the job that I have now and the job that I left to take this one, neither of them existed as a formal job posting. Both were created for me based on key conversations with specific people. The first one was part of a big organization with a massive HR department. I saw a group that I'd like to work with, and I went right to the source. I semi-stalked the chief, and I attended a weekend continuing medical education seminar that the chief of that department was speaking at. And after the presentations were finished, I walked up to that chief and a group of others, and I said, "Now, who needs a really great PA to join their team doing surgery?" Several of them looked at me like I had three heads, but two of them followed up with me, and ta-da, the urology role that I loved was born out of that conversation. The second one was at a much smaller private practice office. I had an established relationship with my now primary supervising doctor, and I was actually working per diem as a contractor to helping them cover emergency room call. So I was, to them, a known entity. I was doing that for over a year before I left my previous job. The surgeon at the practice where I now work was one of my first phone calls after I resigned, inquiring about a full-time position at the office where I now work. The moral of this story is that you can create your own place. Look for opportunities to use your unique skills, experience, and abilities. How can you craft a win-win? A win for the organization to serve a need that they have, and a win for you, which is a job where you love what you do and also have great boundaries. Speaking of boundaries, would those help you? In my one-on-one coaching clients, I would say probably 9 out of 10 of them say, yes, they need better boundaries with work, with family, with technology, and the list goes on. So how could you create some boundaries about what you're willing to do for work, when you're willing to work, and when you're able to log on that you aren't bringing work home with you, either literally or figuratively? And then there's this possibility of leaving for a new position, creating a new position, or creating boundaries and shifting your roles and responsibilities where you are. And that truly is just the beginning. There are limitless possibilities as to how you can improve the culture, the expectations, and your specific place within an organization. You deserve to be fulfilled and happy, to feel great about what you do. Which brings me to step 3. Create and execute a plan for the future. It's not going to happen unless you do it. This third and final step is going from feeling crappy and dissatisfied at work to create a plan and execute the heck out of that plan to change things. What are you going to do to start feeling better? This could be personal work, self-care, adding fulfilling activities outside of work too, but right now we're focusing on what you do at work. So when are you going to do that plan? Give yourself specific times, steps, and a timeline to execute those steps. If you're thinking this would be hard and you might not be strong enough to enforce those timeline deadlines, or if you would like another set of eyes and ears to take a peek at your current situation, there are 2 ways that I would love to serve you during this season. The first is an offering I have. It's a negotiation consult. We sit down and we review what your current situation is, and I will give you real-time feedback on how to approach creating change in your workplace, whether it's better boundaries, vying for a new role, or starting to create change in the culture of your workplace. This negotiation consult is for you. The second is with in-depth one-on-one life coaching. We work together, meeting weekly, to really delve deep into the process and start creating a strategic plan for your life. We ask and answer questions like, what's next for you? Identify what you want your life to look like, and then break down the steps to get you from where you are, dissatisfied or unfulfilled, to where you want to be, 11 out of 10 happy, loving what you do, where you do it, and who you serve in that role. Tap the link in the show notes to schedule a time to chat. I would love to serve you in this way and talk about whether life coaching is right for you. I want to take this opportunity to remind you that the way you feel, it doesn't have to be this way. The world is yours to conquer, and loving what you do is a big part of that. If you aren't feeling great about what you do, take some time to figure out why and see what you can do to change it. You've got this, Mama, and I'm here for you on this journey. I'm doing a victory dance right now because you did it. You took the time to tune in, to reach for a better life, and to take care of you. Did our time together go by way too fast for anyone else? Head to fulfilledasamom.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's show. You now have the tools and knowledge to change your life. Go blaze your trail, take that step, make the shift, and do the work to create fulfillment in your life today.